Yarayın Şavasana. Feet slightly apart, arms beside the body, palms of the hands turned upwards, the head in straight line with the body, and the eyes closed. And relax the whole body. If you feel that you have to make correction so that you feel more comfortable, then do it now. So that afterwards you don't have to move anymore, either consciously or unconsciously. Your body should remain still. Remind yourself that you are going to do yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is a mind state when your body sleeps. Your mind is at rest, but consciousness is active. All you have to do is to listen and to feel into your body. Mind is at rest, body sleeps, but consciousness is active. Now, if you breathe in deeply and feel the coolness and freshness throughout the body, and with exhalation, let go of any cares and worries completely. Bring awareness to your whole body and relax your whole body, your legs, trunk, arms and hands, the head, the whole body is relaxed. Relax your whole body from the mind. And also relax your mind. Relax yourself with becoming aware on your breath, how it moves between the throat and the navel. The movement of the breath between the throat and the navel. Breathe normally, not deeply or long. Just observe the natural breathing and if you do this until you feel more relaxed and at ease with yourself, remind yourself that you are going to do yoga nidra. And now is the time for the resolve. If you have a resolve in yoga nidra, sankalpa, you can remind yourself to your resolve, to your sankalpa. This is like a wish. a good wish, a positive wish, an affirmation you make for yourself, you keep it to yourself, put it down into your being, into a deeper layer of your being, into the depth of your being. A good wish, something you would like to achieve in this life. Something like, I would like to understand Buddha's teaching, for example, you know, so that from inside it will help you. It's like a resolve. It will help you from the inside. This is a sankalpa. Or I would like to be a more kind person also, if we are a bit lacking in kindness. This also is like a resolve. And it helps from the inside. You remind the sankalpa three times with awareness and with feeling. And now we are moving with awareness through the whole body, from one part to the next. When I mention the part, you bring awareness there. And you observe how consciousness changes into prana, into an energy flow. Bring awareness to the right side, right thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, thumb and finger together. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist. Lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together. Left side of the body, thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, thumb and four fingers together. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together, left side together, the back of the body, right buttock, left buttock, waist, right side of the back, left side of the back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the whole spine, the neck, back of the head, crown of the head, the whole back together, front of the body, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, right ear, left ear, the nose, right nostril, left nostril, tip of the nose, the right cheek, the left cheek, the upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, middle of the chest, upper part of the belly, right side of the belly, left side of the belly, navel, lower part of the belly, the whole front together, the whole front together. The right foot, left foot, both feet together, right leg, left leg, both legs together, right hand, left hand, both hands together, right arm, left arm, both arms together, the trunk of the body together, the head together, the whole body together, the whole body together, the whole body together. And now feel the points where your body touches the floor. This pressing points where your body is touching the floor. All these points, shoulders, heels, head, back of the head, buttock, shin, muscles, all these points where you can feel that your body is touching the floor. And feel how the floor is holding you, like a baby in the arms. Now try to see yourself lying on the floor, like you would look into a mirror. Try to see yourself from the outside, how you lie on the ground, covered with cloth or your limbs, your head, like you would look into a mirror. And now if you bring awareness into the realm behind the closed eyes, visualize there an ocean, a vast blue ocean with waves, with rolling waves, one after the other, rolling waves. And the ocean is a symbol for the subconscious. And the waves are a symbol for sleep, which manifests itself out from the unconscious. And try to feel the feeling of sleep. Try to become aware of the sensation of sleep, which manifests itself from the subconscious. And now you go back into the memories through the day to today, you know, like from now, from when you start with yoga nidra, and then you go, but you can remember, you go backwards until this morning when you woke up. You go backwards like you would watch a movie backwards. You go from one event you can remember back about, you know, half hour, three quarter hour. From one event to the next you can remember. Gradually you go backwards through the day, through the today, until you arrive this morning when you woke up. Stage by stage. From one event to the next. Don't think about the events. Just go back to the next event you can remember. Don't sleep. And now you feel your body getting very cold. You feel your body getting cold. Your whole body. Your arms are getting cold. Your legs are getting cold. Your trunk and your head. Your whole body is getting cold, like in winter. The icy cold winter. This is how you feel. Your body is getting cold. And now you feel your body is getting warm. Your legs are getting warm. Your arms are getting warm. You can feel how you are getting warm. Your body is getting warm. The trunk is getting warm. The head is getting warm. The whole body. Like in summer, on a very hot day, you can feel your body is getting warm, like you would lie on the sun and feel the heat midday from the sun on your body. This is how much you can feel the warmth of your body. And now you can feel, you feel a sad feeling. You feel sad. You have a sad feeling. You know, you can, maybe you can remember something which happened to you, which made you very sad. And you feel this very sad feeling. You can feel sad. You know, in your heart, in your mind, you feel feeling of sadness, a feeling of sadness. And now you feel happy. You get the feeling of happiness, joy and happiness. Maybe you remember something which made you happy, and you can feel this in your heart and in your mind. You can feel this feeling of joy and happiness, a happy feeling. How does it feel, a happy feeling, when we feel happy, joyful? And now we are going on to a little journey. You see a hole in the ground, like a spring, around black hole in the ground, and there is a basket, and now you are going into this basket, and this basket, there is a rope on this basket, and I am going to let you down now into this hole. You are in this basket, you lie in this basket, and now I let you down into this hole, into this black hole, down into the ground. And you go down, and you go down into the ground. It is getting dark, more and more dark, and you go deeper down, until you reach the ground. And the ground is soft, like sand, but it's very dark down there. You hardly can see anything. It's very dark. Now you sit up and you can see very far a little light. From very far you see a little light. And you get up, you get out of the basket, you feel the sand under your feet, and now you start to walk towards this little light you can see from far. You start to walk towards this light. And the more you walk, the more gradually you can see the walls, and you are in a tunnel, and you know it's quite big. You can see the walls, the rocky walls, and it's getting more and more light, and you can see the sand on the ground you are walking in, the soft sand, and then the tunnel is getting bigger. And the light The opening of the tunnel is getting bigger and closer and very close. And finally, you are by the entrance of this tunnel. And you are looking out. And what you can see is you see the sea. You see the shore of the sea and a blue white sea, an ocean. And now you go, you walk down the sand towards the water. You know, as the water comes to the sand, rolling towards the sand, you go down there and you are on the shore where the water comes onto the sand. And now you look to the right. You look down to the right side. And there you can see something lying on the ground. And so you are curious, what is this? And you walk towards what there is lying on the ground. And you walk towards this thing and you walk further, you know, along the sea on this, you know, damp sand. You walk to this thing and you come closer and then you can see it is a basket. And there is lying a baby in this basket, a little baby. And you look at this baby, and whom is it? It's you. And now if you have a sankalpa in yoga nidra, remind yourself again to the same sankalpa then at the beginning of the yoga nidra, three times again with awareness and feeling, remind yourself to the sankalpa. And now if you bring awareness to any sound you can hear, any sound here in this room, sounds outside the room, become aware of any sounds you can hear. Bring awareness out to the sounds. And also imagine this room here, how it looks, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, the mat on the floor, your body on the mat. Become aware of your body lying on the mat. You are doing yoga nidra and your body is lying flat on the floor. And you feel your body on the floor. Become aware of your body. And then gradually start to move your feet and your hands and your legs and your arms and your head from side to side and stretch yourself without a hurry. And when you are ready, you sit up and you come into a cross-legged position.